At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, here's a question for you. Worse this morning to be a Padres fan or be a Knicks fan?
Oh. All right, I'm gonna say this morning, Knicks, because this is the, you know, you're in the playoffs now. Like that's one of the worst. That's a historic loss that you suffered last night.
It is, but your team has also been playing great. They've been pulling off historic wins, and they still could make the NBA Finals with four more wins.
Yep.
You haven't
What's
lost
that series
five in
at
a row.
One nothing.
First game last night. But what an unbelievable first game of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals last night. If you were not tuned in, and I mean, I can see why you were probably ignoring it last night. The Knicks played really well. They were up 14 at home, Madison Square Garden, with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in their game against the Indiana Pacers. It's over. How over is it? Well, in the history of the NBA playoffs, when teams have a 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining, there were nearly 1,000 and oh, I think it was 900 and something.
994 and oh.
So at that point, and give the Pacers a lot of credit, Aaron Nesmith got red hot. Hit a couple threes, you know, starts, the comeback starts, but still, you get to
the
final.
He hit like five in a row.
Five in a row, but still, you get to the final minute, and the lead is still nine.
Nine
in the final minute. The record there in the final minute in the playoffs when your team is up nine, 1,414-0.
Oh, my.
Say that again. Okay. Down nine.
With less than a minute to go. 0-1,414. No one has ever come back.
My God.
In that many tries. Nesmith keeps hitting threes. They play the foul game, you know, trading free throws, going back and forth. And, you know, a couple missed free throws. Ananobi misses one. And finally, they actually get to within two in the last few seconds. Tyrese, do we have the call of at all of the play-by-play of this? Because it was
Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton drives in, looks like he's going to go for the tying two, but then backs it out to the three-point line, takes a shot that looks like it misses. It clanks. It bricks off the rim. Goes straight up into the air, like, I don't know, 6 feet above the basket. The clock is already gone. The horn has sounded. And it comes down and falls right through the hoop. What he thinks has won the game by one, a three-pointer to win the game. The bench goes crazy. Halliburton runs over and gives the Reggie Miller choke celebration sign right to Reggie Miller, who's broadcasting the game on TNT.
Unbelievable moment.
But wait. His toe was on the line. His toe was on the three-point line. It's not a three. It's a two. That only tied the game.
Tied it.
So they got to get everyone back on their benches because we're playing overtime at Madison Square Garden. That could have been a moment that Tyrese Halliburton regretted, but the Pacers ended up winning the game in overtime to shock the New York Knicks and win a historic comeback to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game was nuts.
I had people texting, hey, put this on. And I went and saw the play, and I went, oh, my God. And then, obviously, they look and say, oh, no, it's a tie. That choke moment, in that moment, Ben, could have been the worst thing that ever happened to Tyrese Halliburton. I mean, doing that, thinking you want it, you better. It's like hitting the ball, and you think it's out, and it's not. And it bounces off the wall, and you're like, oh, my God, that's a single. I just hit a 400-foot single and thought it was a home run. And, yeah, man, like,
here's it's a Pacers, bad feeling. Pacers yeah. radio instead of Kevin Harlan was on the TV broadcast.
Yeah.
Pacers radio, though, lost their minds.
Right. He made the second. It's a two-point game. Bring it the link, fellas, and hit a
7
three.
Seconds remaining.
Two-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen. It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net. And the Pacers have, the scoreboard shows 125-125. It's called a two-point shot.
We're going to take a look at this.
Oh, my God. Your wife just nailed it, Paulie. She said it was like the final basket made in a Disney movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly like hangs, and everyone's watching in slow motion.
It hit the back of the rim and just bounced perfectly straight up. And there was a chance that it could go in, and the ball disappeared out of the camera shot. You couldn't see it. And you just, everybody was frozen, and then it dropped right through. Nothing but net. NBA posted the Pacers were down 17 with 6 minutes and 46 seconds left.
Man.
Down 14 with 2:40 left, and then down 9 with 52 seconds left. They scored 13 points in overtime.
And the Knicks admitted they may have taken their foot off the gas a little bit late in the game. Now, the question is, does this haunt you forever because you end up losing the series and you can't recover? Or do you go forward and say, we had them. We were up 14.
Yeah, we had them.
We were the better team for 95, 98% of that game. We were clearly the better team. Let's just go and be the better team over the next 5, 6 games. We'll win this series. We'll go to the NBA Finals. Or is it the Pacers with new life come back out, fired up, steal game 2, go on their home floor, and the Knicks are never heard from again?
Pretty
I don't
nuts.
Know which way it goes.
Pretty, pretty nuts.
I don't know which way it goes, but that was as crazy of an NBA ending as you're really going to see in
yep.
a playoff game like
no question.
That.
That shot was incredible.
Today, game
99.7, I think.
I saw 99.8, Knicks win probability.
99.
It really should have been higher. I mean, we're 0-1,414.
Yeah, it should be 99.9999.
It seems like it. Kurt says Knicks in 7, but a painful 7. I can see that. I can definitely see it getting back to Madison Square Garden for a game 7 later in this series.
These are so gnarly.
I'm like living vicariously through one of my closest friends, lifelong Knicks fan. He wants this more than anything
sure.
in sports. He's that is his team, and so I've been rooting for them. I think it'd be fun. The content on social media after they beat the Celtics on Friday night was unbelievable. People climbing billboards in New York, losing their
minds.
Well,
they had two unbelievable comebacks of their own to beat the Celtics
like,
in that series.
Knicks fans are fascinating creatures, and I want it for them. Madison Square Garden looks like one of the most fun atmospheres in all of sports.
It's pretty cool.
Right now, it's been that way before. It's back. Knicks basketball, Knicks fever is back, and I want it for Knicks fans. I want the crazy content. They look like Philly Eagles fans climbing
yeah.
light poles. I mean, it's
hitting people with bags of trash.
Yeah,
you know.
It's insane.
Tonight, game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, Thunder hosting the Timberwolves. Oklahoma City leads that series 1-0. And congratulations to OKC star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who yesterday won his first ever NBA Most Valuable Player Award, averaged nearly 33 points per game this season on nearly 52% shooting, which is pretty insane numbers. SGA in good shape to lead his team to the NBA Finals. They'll try to take a 2-0 series lead tonight. All right, we were just talking during the break about this. Let's I think it was at this time yesterday we did a shout out to his family for George Wentz.
Yeah.
The NFL had a shocking loss
shocking.
Yesterday.
Just popped up.
They were the NFL are having their owners meetings, but apparently Jim Irsay was not there, and the Indianapolis...
He was in the process of passing away.
Yes, the Indianapolis Colts tweeted that he passed away in his sleep yesterday, peacefully, they said. At the age of 65, Jim Irsay, who has been running the team since his dad died when he was just 37 years old, 1997, has been running the Indianapolis Colts. Was in the news last year, suffered. There were, are some, you know, some mysterious details that they have not ever really reported, but some sort of overdose that
painkillers, alcohol. He's had
respiratory problems.
Some demons.
Yeah. But I kind of always assumed that this guy was, you know,
wheels off.
Yeah, wheels off. The crazy son who inherited a football team and, you know, wild parties, irresponsible. And as I was watching the tributes pouring in from unexpected sources around the NFL, I had no idea how beloved, how thoughtful,
kind,
generous, and kind Jim Irsay was, and was really respected around NFL circles. You know, gave his heart, wanted to make the world a better place, you know, and was really very much loved by people around the NFL, people in the media, people on other teams. This was actually very surprising. I'm glad I got to learn about it here.
You know,
I'm sorry
too.
That it took his passing.
Reading the team statement and some of the tributes, that, how do you not, I at least for me, started immediately thinking about Peter Seidler.
Sure.
It sounded exactly like statements that the Padres made.
Minus
when he
the demons, you know.
Minus the demons, of course.
The substance abuse issues.
Peter Seidler, he's basically Peter Seidler with a major drug problem.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
this was, I love this. Pat McAfee tweeted, he, you know, of course, was the punter and played for Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I like this quote here. He was a mogul who had a creative artist brain. Everything he did, he wanted to do in a big and imaginative way. His Twitter giveaways became just that. He wanted them to be awesome, and they were. He was a billionaire who yearned to share his wealth in fun ways. Anybody that met him would say that he seemingly woke up every day wanting to help people. Life got in the way sometimes, but anybody who actually knew him loved him. A true anomaly. I thought it was really, really touching. And Pat goes on to talk about, you know, how great he was when Pat retired and how can I help, and sending him motivational emails and quotes when things were going poorly for Pat. I just, again, you know, you read the headlines of, oh man, this guy got busted for this or he did this. You know, I the demons that he had were absolutely real.
They don't have to define you.
They don't have to define who you are, for sure. And I thought it was really, really a sweet and touching tribute.
Stories of him giving wads of cash to homeless.
Just handing out wads of cash.
Yeah, trying to change somebody's life. I thought, look, obviously he inherited an NFL team.
Sure.
He was born on third base, or even, you know, home run. He just had to step on home. He was right there. He, coming up in the organization, took low-level jobs because he wanted to know every part of the organization. He was like, he did the team's laundry as like a teenager.
Dude, his guitar collection was something to marvel at. It was worth at least, get this, $1 billion.
Wow.
It includes instruments owned by Kurt Cobain, Eddie Van Halen, Johnny Cash, Les Paul, and others, Jerry Garcia, $1 billion guitar collection from Jim Irsay. Love music, love guitars. Seemingly a really, really good guy.
So as we do, Paulie, send him out the Bennett Woods way.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Man, he's got, like, I'm kind of a collector of things. He's got Jack Kerouac's original 36-meter typewritten manuscript for On the Road.
Wow.
He's got Hunter S. Thompson's Red Shark convertible, Abraham Lincoln's walking cane, and an original Apple manual signed by Steve Jobs in 1980.
Good Lord.
Wow.
It's an eclectic
collector.
That's
a museum.
Oh, that's an eclectic collector.
I'm on right now his website with his guitars. It is bananas. Bananas. Never seen anything like it.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back with Don't Do This. I actually think this story is more of a Rindle Report story, but, Paulie, we got an hour short today, so we probably won't get to a Rindle Report.
All good.
A new style of Olympic sort of games coming to Las Vegas next year. We'll get to that and more coming up with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Of course, we were just talking about someone
this
with
happens
a
every time.
Major collection passing. I hope
we got to plan better.
Hope he had his affairs in order. You can get your affairs in order by going to trustandwill.com. If you have something special, like a guitar collection, and you want to just leave it to someone, you can very easily set up a will and bequeath items that you want. Hey, this is special to me. I know who would love this. You have to put it down on paper, though, because if you don't, the state's just going to give it to, you know, decide who it goes to. If you want it actually specified, you need a will. And if you don't want to go to a lawyer and spend a ton of money on that, you can do it affordably and easily by going to trustandwill.com.
Yeah, when you go to trustandwill.com, they're going to ask you to start filling stuff out. Doesn't take long at all, about 20 minutes. And when you wrap up, make sure you use the code FAN, F-A-N, when you check out. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents. Get that trust as well. Because it keeps your family out of the lengthy and expensive probate court. Trust us on that one. Get a lot of feedback on that every single day when we talk about this. But again, trustandwill.com. Use FAN when you check out.
Yeah, and mostly get your peace of mind.
That's
just
right.
Knowing it's done and you don't have to worry about it. You got those documents safely stored away to take care of your family. Again, at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
SDFC coach Mike Yavaris will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. First, though, it is time for Don't Do This, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
I was saying hi to our beloved Sam Levitt, who's already out there. He's sitting in the dark.
I did not see. I'm looking straight at him.
And
I
you
can't
missed
see
it.
Him. He's in the dark.
I wonder if the callers last night broke him, and that's why he's sitting here in
dark
the dark.
Shirt. No. I can't see him at all. I heard him on the postgame show last night. He was... He had a caller who said, you know what, I appreciate you, Sammy. I know this is not an easy job, especially when the team is playing
That's nice. We don't get those.
And it was nice. It was very sweet.
Why don't we get those? Why don't we get those either? All I get is, I can't wait to hear how you guys glaze this loss. I'm like, how could anybody glaze a 14
gonna hate
loss?
Listen to Ben and Woods tomorrow.
It's unbelievable to me, man.
Paid moron.
I mean, I said yesterday, I started the show like, this team stinks! They stink! How about this? Don't do this. San Diego Padres. Figure it out.
I'm going to start, and maybe these people are absolute geniuses, but this certainly feels like a don't do this story. It also feels like a Rindel Report story. A new company hoping to, quote, infuse unprecedented levels of science, money, and performance-enhancing drugs into Olympic-style sports says it will host the first ever enhanced games next May in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yes, it is like the Olympics, except...
Next May. Oh,
I go every May.
I'm going.
Except all the athletes are going to not only be allowed, but encouraged to use PEDs maximize their performance. Steroids, testosterone, growth hormone, all going to be absolutely legal for the enhanced games. Aaron D'Souza, a company's founder, framed Wednesday's announcement as the opening salvo in an effort to create, quote, superhumanity. The event's grandiose ambitions were announced from a Las Vegas stage on the Strip, accompanied by strobe lights, house music, and they're trying to do this big. Now, obviously, you know, things like, testosterone replacement. You've done it, Woods, for a while.
Yep.
Very commonplace nowadays. It's not the back alley steroids of the early 1980s, that had massive side effects. And
those still exist, I'm sure.
Well, but why would you when there's much more scientifically advanced ways of doing it?
Because they're not legal. Testosterone is. Winstrol and things like that are not. You can't just go and
But aren't
get
there
those.
Better things than like Winstrol? You wouldn't do that now. You'd find better ways to enhance your performance.
I've never done it. I just know that it's still around.
Well, I mean, you can. If you want in the enhanced games,
I'm going to pass on the enhanced games. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising. You know, I'm just, will you watch this? What games are we talking here? Swimming, weightlifting, a bunch of stuff I probably wouldn't watch
swimming
anyway.
For sure. I'm not sure exactly the list of games that will be competing on. Weightlifting, track. Oh, here they are. Yeah. Swimming, track, weightlifting are the main ones.
Yeah. Keegan says, imagine getting suspended for not using PEDs.
We tested your blood.
You're clean.
You're clean. I'm sorry. You're out.
Yeah. You're clean. Yeah. Morse, this is going to be like MLB from late 80s to early 2000s. Yeah. I mean, does anybody hate that era? I know I don't.
I had a ton of fun watching baseball.
I did too.
They're even going to provide some PEDs to the athletes if they
want.
Yeah.
This is wild. Listen, you know, free will. You're allowed to do what you want with your own body. Most of the time, you're not allowed to participate in sanctioned sports.
But now these people have
anyway.
An outlet.
Now they have an outlet for them. So
I think it's great.
I think it's something. It is definitely something. This was a pretty gnarly story. And again, one of those stories I'm glad we didn't jump on. There was another one recently. The Ole Miss, we're not even allowed to talk about it, I don't think, that the girl who got her reputation dragged through the mud.
I think you've already...
I said too much already?
Yeah, go bring your playbook.
But this is crazy. WNBA player Sophie Cunningham is denying she ever hooked up with Phoenix Suns and Mercury CEO Josh Bartelstein, calling the claims made in a recent lawsuit untrue and extremely hurtful. She plays... she's a guard for the Indiana Fever. She was named in these court documents filed by a former employee, Gene Traylor, earlier in the month, and numerous allegations he laid out. He stated he heard of an affair between her and the CEO when she was still on the team. She said, I'm deeply saddened by this. I have no idea who Gene Traylor is. I never did that. I'm here to compete and play basketball on the highest level, help my team win. So yeah, it's she's rightfully very, very mad about this to the media who reported on this. I've always spoken the truth, been transparent with any press inquiry. In this instance, it feels irresponsible. I was never even asked for a comment about the accusation before several clickbait stories went to print. I will not let untrue gossip take my focus away from what is most important to me, which is basketball, my supportive team, and my fans.
I try to stay away from workplace gossip and rumors. I mean, you know, obviously sometimes they are true. But we all assume they're true. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to unassume it.
And they're, you know, not everything you hear around work is actually true. People have ulterior motives. Yeah. People are jealous.
It's weird.
Yeah, so I don't like that story.
No.
All right, finally, a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
This was very cool. Got this tweet yesterday from Tier 1 Scott.
This was awesome.
who's in Toronto for the Padres-Blue Jays series. Not only is he in Toronto, he is staying. We talked to Jesse about this. Team doesn't stay there, but the Marriott that is actually located inside the Rogers Center with rooms that have windows that open up onto the outfield at the ballpark, and he sent us a picture. He is staying at the hotel, and on the hotel screen, he had our YouTube streaming yesterday. So you see a shot of Paulie, me, and Woods on the TV, and you look out the window, and you can see the Rogers Center field right there for the game, pregame yesterday. Very cool.
I really want to stay there. I really want to stay there and be able to look down at the field. I don't know why. It's kind of like Humphreys. You ever been to Humphreys by the Bay?
Yeah.
My dream, first time I went to Humphreys, I go, ooh, I want to stay in one of those rooms that overlooks the stage. We could sit up in our room and party up there, and you go to bed in your room right there at Humphreys. I'm like, this is fantastic, but I haven't found a show, and I just keep forgetting that it exists, but it's like that for me. I want to go up there and stay in one of those rooms.
Scott, hopefully you're still there, and you're watching us this morning, and now you're hearing us talk about you.
Yeah, so
live
cool.
From the hotel at the Rogers Center. Man, that is Don't. And do this for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll turn our attention to a different local team when we come back because head coach of San Diego FC, Mikey Varas, big game against the LA Galaxy coming up this weekend. He is going to join us when we come back next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get to Mikey, quickly, guys, I wanted to tell you about Loan Pronto. If you're maxed out on your credit cards, you're struggling with high interest debt, you can pay it all off in days with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. Get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan Program is incredible at Loan Pronto. And again, I've told you about the client. Got about $300,000 approved in under 24 hours. Paid off their debt, renovated their kitchen, cut their monthly expenses by $1,800. That's a really big turnaround. And again, Loan Pronto. Instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity is yours. You can use it. Get cash to consolidate your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call them today for a free instant appraisal for your home, and just see how much cash you could get today. Loan Pronto is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've got nearly 2,500 five-star Google reviews. Their service off the charts. Call now. Get the conversation started at 619-207-4336. Again, loanpronto.com or 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now with loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. On approved credit, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So Woods, even though SDFC played a scoreless draw against Sporting KC this past weekend, in their last five matches, SDFC has scored 9 goals. In their past 5 matches, the Padres have only scored 3 goals.
Yes.
That's 3 times as many goals for SDFC as for the Padres, who have hit the post 33 consecutive times with runners in scoring position and been unable to convert. And I make the analogy because joining us right now on Ben and Woods is the head coach of San Diego FC, Mikey Varas, back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, good morning to you.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great to be back.
I know that I'm sure Mike Schilt is very frustrated by his team's inability to score. You have to deal with it more often because in soccer,
much harder.
It's not that uncommon to go without a goal as you guys did this past weekend. I'm sure that was frustrating because you dominated the possession as you often do. You had more chances, more shots on goal. How do you deal with that, you know, when you feel like, hey, we played well enough to win the match and we just couldn't find a way to find the net?
Yeah, I think we balance between kind of two mindsets. One, every once in a while, that's going to happen. So when it's a game here and there, you gotta let it go a little bit too, because you know the opponent is doing their best not to let you score.
Yeah.
At the same time, you balance that with you know, wanting to push yourself, and you know that's the players, but that's also me. How we can take even a little bit more risk, how we can be a little bit more decisive in those moments that when an opponent really wants to take it away, that you still find a way to score.
The parallels of the two teams, Ben, now that you bring them up, are actually staggering because, you know, you've talked many times this season about process. You know, our process is our process, and I'm not going to deviate from our process. I think our skipper here on the baseball team, he has the same kind of philosophy. I mean, will not change the lineup, even though the offense is struggling right now, is going to stick to his guns. How difficult, I mean, I know how hard it is, Mikey, making out a little league lineup to not want to tinker with it. How hard is it for you to stick to your plan and your vision every week?
Yeah. So one of the things we have here is a culture of competition, right? So you do have to earn your spot week in and week out. Now you got your, like your big guns, right? That, you know, you brought in for a reason. You know, those guys always have a little bit more, you're going to have more patience with them because they've proven themselves before, right? And as long as they have the right attitudes and they're showing the right energy, you're always going to give those guys a little bit of extra leeway, like if things aren't going well, because they can change a game in any moment. But we do have a culture of competition. At the end of the day, that's, I think, why I get paid. I have to be the one who's smelling the locker room, who's going well, whose interactions are like, who's combining well together. And then I got to put the most competitive lineup. And when we play 3 games in a week, I have to make sure that I do that with shorter rest too. So who can recover quickly and give us the best chance of winning each game.
But as far as your own personal philosophy, right? Like, yeah, I love that. And now I love that quote you just said, smelling the locker room. That's going to stick with me probably for the rest of my life. I love that. You know, finger on the pulse. But as far as like, this is how we are going to defend. This is how we are going to try to score goals. Do you, Because, yeah, I mean, listen, after a little bit of a stretch where you guys weren't scoring a lot, people are like, you got to change everything. You got to switch it up. You know, you got to play to your strengths better. And you really stuck to your guns. I know you've been asked about it before, but, you know, as a coach, it's kind of hard sometimes when things aren't going well to say, nope, I believe in this, and we're going to ride this thing out.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, I love this game. I love competing, and I love this game. But I love this game played a certain way. I've always been really clear about that from the beginning of even the hiring process. And I want to play attacking football. I want to play with initiative. I want to play pressing football. Now, that being said, you also have to be flexible in life. So we did make some little adjustments within that game model, right? We didn't deviate from who we want to be, but we've put Anders at the number nine at the center forward position, right? We got him a little bit closer to goal. We started playing with our wingers a little bit wider in certain games because we realized that the opponents started just taking away the middle of the field because we were so good playing there. And so we also have to be able to be flexible enough. Our big intentions should never change, but we have to be flexible enough week in and week out to make sure that we don't become stale as well.
Talking to SDFC head coach Mikey Varas, and it was really fun to go out to practice and see the performance center last week down at Saquon.
Training.
The training. That's right. Go to training. And meet Anders, who you just mentioned. You had him move over from the wing to the center. Now, we talk in baseball. We obviously talk a lot of baseball. Guys moving positions and how difficult that is. How tough is that in soccer to have a guy move from where he's usually playing to a different spot on the field? Because it's more of a flowing sport, obviously, than baseball. Being out in the same spot right. The entire time, even though you may have a position, you're allowed to move around the field a bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's for us, it's about spaces, right? So what spaces do we want Anders in to give him the best chance to make the impact we know he can make with his creativity and his skill? And from game to game, it could change, but it also changes on who's available for us, right? We haven't had Marcus now for about 7 weeks. And the team has done great, right? We haven't been playing with a true center forward, and we're still scoring goals. And at the end of the day, it shows that Anders is a really adaptable player, but the team is really adaptable. Also, it is quite a challenge because, you know, what you do is you disrupt a little bit, the relationships that they're building. So every time I change the fullback, which I changed a lot early on in the season, I'm disrupting the flow of their developing chemistry between two guys, right? Because now it's a new guy next to them. But these are worthwhile investments when you're trying to find the best combination. And we're so young in our process. I have to be able to take the risk and invest in those experiments to make sure that we create something sustainable here.
Talking to SDFC head coach Mikey Varas here on Ben and Woods this morning, and obviously the match coming up this weekend. Little day game action
Saturday afternoon.
LA Galaxy. Now they're winless right now. That for a
shocking
head coach, it's shocking.
They won the championship last year.
0-10-4 is where they sit currently, with a goal differential of -21. The pressure, I'm feeling the pressure for you because you don't want to go out and you don't want to get that team on track. You know, I know the season's long and anything can happen, but kind of how do you work that, this week? Do you instill the fear of God into these guys? Like we cannot be the first one that they beat.
Listen, every time you step on the field to compete,
yep,
it's always three possibilities: win, lose, or draw.
Yep.
These are the three things that can happen. And you need to know that every time as a human being, if you're going to be an elite competitor, every time you step on the field, you need to know all three of those are possible. So you better bring from the beginning of the week till the end of that game, everything you have, and then see what happens. At the end of the day, these are the champions. You have to respect the champions, and they will be the champions until somebody else wins the championship. And they'll field a team of starters that will have 8 or 9 guys who started the championship game last year.
Wow.
So they're having an off season. They also are having statistically an anomaly of a season where they statistically data wise, they shouldn't even be close to what their record is right now. You know, they're not playing as strong as they were last year, but they're not even close to as bad as what their record is. They're well coached and they're hungry. We went to their house and we took a win from them in our opener. right? And I think we kind of surprised them. There's just no way that they haven't had this game circled since then.
No doubt.
You know, so they're going to come with everything. We know that. In football, we call this a derby match. This is something where, you know, it's a regional rivalry at this point because we took points from them from the reigning champions at their house in the opening game. So we kind of set the tone with that. And this is going to be an epic match. These guys are going to come and play it like a final, but we'll be ready to do the same because all we do is focus on performances. We need to have a good performance every week. If we do that, over the course of the season, we'll win enough games to be a playoff team. And right now our focus is on having a derby performance that we will make everyone proud in San Diego.
All right, last thing for me, Mikey. Obviously, you want 3 points, home match, derby, clearly. But you just mentioned win, lose, or draw. That is a possibility in soccer. It's not a possibility in baseball or basketball or football. As a coach, do you ever feel like you're playing for a draw, like a tough road match, like we're just going to play for the tie, try to keep them off the board. You know, if we get one, let's just, you know, make sure we don't give up two. Do you ever play for a tie?
Never.
Never.
Never, ever, ever. Because we play to win. Since we've been taught since we were little kids, you know, you compete to win. And that's part of the fun of it. You know, it's not the end all be all, and how we win matters, but we try to win. Like, it's that unwavering pursuit of victory that makes this such a worthwhile adventure, right? So we always play with initiative. You saw us in Salt Lake when we went away to Salt Lake and we got the 1-1. We kept pushing, and that's why we ended up with a 3-1. When we went away to St. Louis, we got the 1-0. A lot of teams would then sit back. We kept going. We got the 2-0, and that's why we ended up winning the game 2-1, because they actually score a goal at the end of the game. So we always play with initiative. And then in the final minutes of a match, when the initiative has been taken away from you because you also play against an opponent who wants to win the game and the flow of the game is just out of your control, yeah, there are moments that you say, okay, guys, we're not able to get this, but we have a point right now, and now we keep this point, you know, because those points are valuable. But from an intention perspective, especially from the beginning, it's always about trying to win the game.
I like what I'm hearing.
Bro, I'm about to run through a wall right now. I don't know how you guys are feeling out there. Mikey got me fired up on a Thursday.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck on Saturday afternoon. It was good catching up with you.
Take it to him, please.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Nice job. Coach Mikey Varas, SDFC. They will host the LA Galaxy 1:45 kickoff Saturday afternoon at Snapdragon Stadium. Should be a nice one. Weather will be nice. I don't think too hot, but nice and warm and beautiful Saturday.
All jacked up on Mountain Dew right
now.
He's fantastic.
We got to have him on more often.
100%. That was great.
That was terrific. All right,
he's intense.
We'll check traffic. We got a lot to get to still. Looking for a lineup today for your San Diego Padres. Plus,
are you looking for one? Because I tell you what it's probably going to be.
Could there be a change?
You argued against it yesterday. You can't argue for it now.
Plus a somewhat concerning mystery update about Yu Darvish that we need to get to as well. All coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. May have just been updated, but I do have a lineup for you today.
Do you? All right.
For the San Diego Padres.
All right. Am I happy or am I?
It's a little different today. It is a little bit different, but not at the top. Fernando Tatis Jr. is still leading off and playing right field. Luis Arraez is the designated hitter today.
Okay.
Batting second. Manny Machado at third. Hitting third. Jackson Merrill batting fourth in center field. Here's where it then starts changing a bit. No Xander Bogaerts today. Gavin Sheets will bat fifth and play first base. Jake Cronenworth will hit sixth at seventh. Elias Diaz moves up to the seventh spot doing the catching. Jose Iglesias will bat eighth and play shortstop. And Brandon Lockridge will be in there in left field against a right-hander, Bowden Francis batting ninth. So
felt bad for Jay Hay last night. Hit two balls on the screws, man. Right at guys. I was like, oh, man, when it rains, it pours.
And the Toronto Blue Jays, of course, they shouldn't change anything at all, but they have because it's a day game after a night game. They have mixed up their lineup. Starts the same, Bichette, Guerrero, Varsho. Then it's a Barger, Clement, Lucas, who hit the two-run home run. He moves up from 9 to 6. And then it's Clase, Straw, and Heinemann doing
Miles
the catching.
Straw out there.
They have a lot of their reserves into the game here as they go for the sweep of the San Diego Padres this morning.
Padres actually favored in today's game, which is they have not been the last couple of nights for good reason. But, yeah, I'm surprised the top remains the same. I mean, kind of, with Xander's just getting a day off, I would imagine. A day off his feet.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. No pregame media availability before the early start, so Mike Shildt will have to explain afterwards any changes.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Pretty good,
Shildt. I'm a little surprised that Jay Hay, you know, after he did swing it actually fairly well, didn't have anything to show for it.
A couple of
against
barrels.
Against a righty. I'm not sure if there's reverse splits for Bowden Francis, or they know something particular about the matchup, but Lockridge is going to be out there today.
Ray somehow made the lineup worse. LOL.
Well, that was all. I mean, that's always the thing. You want changes. You want to shake it up.
Xander hit a.
He's actually been the second hottest hitter behind Arise in the Padres lineup right now, and he's the one who is actually out.
That 7-8-9 is something else.
But you don't have anyone.
Else.
You don't have anyone on your bench that you feel great about right now. I mean, Iglesias is probably the guy you feel the best about. He's just hitting 240 with a 572 OPS. Lockridge is even worse, 218 with a 562. So you got two new guys in the lineup, but they're not. I mean, it just makes the bottom of your lineup look even worse than it did the last five days when you lost the games. So you can't make that many changes.
You're right.
I just don't know what do people want.
Better baseball.
But, yeah, I guess. But
I want a run.
In terms of a run. What do you want from the lineup?
A run.
Whatever
gets
a
me
run.
A run.
And maybe they will today. But what would have made you happy at this moment? Like, if what would have been the lineup that is the best possible lineup that Mike Shildt could have put out there in the best possible order?
Oh.
I know you would want Arise leading.
I think so.
And then you go Tatis, then Merrill.
Manny.
Machado.
Yep. Sheets. You like that lefty righty.
Sheets. Bogarts. Cronenworth.
Diaz.
And Lockridge. Jay Hay.
Tyler Wade. Yeah,
you want Tyler Wade back out there? He's got to rest his arm after pitching.
I think he's fine.
Can't throw him out there today. He's down for a couple of days. Meanwhile, the update on Yu Darvish was very mysterious. So Yu Darvish, who we thought was going to be on the trip with the team in Toronto and possibly pitching in Atlanta, did not go to Toronto, and now he is not joining the team in Atlanta. According to Mike Shildt, before the game yesterday, Yu Darvish is feeling the residual effects of the early elbow trouble that plagued him in spring training. Now, Kevin Acey reporting that there's no pain. It's not pain. And they're not calling it a setback, but they also haven't set a timetable for his next pitching outing, whether it's in the minor leagues or the big leagues. So we're kind of left in this weird no man's land of, is Yu close to coming back? Is he getting further away from coming back?
Is Yu close to coming back? Ask him. Is Yu close to coming back?
Is Yu is or is Yu not?
That's concerning.
No other way to put it, right?
Yeah, it's concerned. Yeah, so much about what happens with Yu is always shrouded in mystery, Dominic says. Yes. Yeah, a lot of mystery. Very mysterious cat. No idea.
Still a good guy.
Great guy.
Love Yu.
I love Yu too.
And he is in charge of his own timeline, essentially. Yeah. If he doesn't think he's quite ready, then he doesn't think he's quite ready.
I don't understand what the residual effects are, but there's no pain.
What other residual effects could there be besides pain or discomfort?
Fatigue?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
soreness?
Just feels a little. No, that's pain, right? Soreness and pain?
No.
Different?
Yeah, different.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sore, but I'm not in pain.
When I'm sore, it registers as pain to me.
Sore.
All right, we'll come back. Just 1 hour left of Ben and Woods, Real or Fake, and more on a Throwback Thursday on 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.